Here's more of the Morning X.
Kings of Leon tickets in just a second. Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines. Yeah, right, Jessica. From the non-news file, how many email addresses have you had in your life? New survey asked people just that. How many email addresses have they had? Most common response is two.
What?
See,
that's weak.
Yeah. When does it become an actual email address? Do you? Because, like, I did mine, and I came up with, I think I've had four.
Mm-hmm.
But I had I have a Yahoo login. Jason is the man _98.
Yeah.
Guess my password, and you can have access to all of my fantasy football teams.
A lot of places will just throw an email.
Yahoo email, right? But yeah. I've never checked it. I don't know how to get it. I don't know what's going on in there. Does that count? I had 50 hours of America Online for free one time, so surely I had an AOL email address, right? But that doesn't count?
No. Only you have to, like, use it and log into it regularly.
Emails that I buy and sell messages from.
Just to sign into a website or something. That doesn't count.
What was your first email address? If you had a fun, clever email address, tweet at us at 101X Morning X. FatJ33@Hotmail.com. Still active, baby. Oh. Still active.
That guarantees
I don't think so. It's
I said
Hotmail.
It last week, and I meant to go log in and check it, and I haven't done it. I'll do it here in a second. But yeah, I got FatJ33@Hotmail.com. I want to say when I was in eighth grade, which would have been 1995-ish, six-ish.
Me and Jason both took classes where they would walk you through computers and, like, how to do emails. And, like, that's where I set up mine, was in a computer class. Like, is that just a foreign concept to you, the idea that you would need to be taught computers in school?
We had typing class. That was a giant thing. We did, like, we had computer labs growing up.
That's probably good. So you know how to, like, really type for real?
ASDF, JKLSN, Nicolin.
I type fast AF with a hunting and a pecking. And hang on, what?
ASDF, JKLSN,
that's the name of your disorder. That's what's wrong with you.
I
was always like, I think she's got a little ASDF.
JKL cynical, you know.
Are you okay to talk to her about it? Seems fine. Yeah,
there you go.
We got a tax break.
FatJ33 PHAT. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh.
Which I didn't at the time didn't even realize people would take to me. Like some sort of drug type reference. I was just a J name. It was a little.
You were just J.
A little husky. But I was like, it's cool. I'm cool, Husky. PHAT. Emily, what was your first email? I bet it's terrible.
Oh, I think we've talked about this. It was music598@verizon.net.
You did, yes.
Yeah. And then I told you what my first screen name was.
598. Oh, okay. Yeah.
My first screen name was, I was a child and I was making a Webkinz account, which is just another online thing where you can bring stuffed animals to life. And I decided to put, I want my username to be Hot98. And my mom was like, what? Because she was helping me, of course.
Yeah.
She was like, excuse me? And I was like, yeah. I mean, it makes the most sense because we live in Texas and it's hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then 98, because I was born in 98. And my mom was like,
Did you get Hot98?
Yeah, she allowed me Hot98, and I was Hot98 for a long time.
You could probably sell that to a radio station. There's surely a Hot98.
Yeah.
St. Louis's biggest hits from yesterday.
Yesterday.
I don't know. That's a huge disappointment. I wanted it to be like Joey Fatone Lover 68.
No.
Something like that.
No. I had a burner account called Beach Labable.
What?
Yeah. It's because I was like, I need a burner account just because I was throwing all my like spam emails in there. And I was like a teenager and I was like, well, I like the beach and I have a lab. Whoa, a lab. I almost died for a second. Mm. I have a lab. So I was like, beach labable. And that's it.
Okay.
Mine's so enraged.
Was your ASDF acting up? Is that what happened?
Yeah. Sorry.
Now you've told me this before. What does that mean?
So when I was sending my email,
it's enraged cow with an eye.
Yeah, it's like the Beatles. Okay,
that's not funny.
It's not totally that like 12-year-old Nick just misspelled enraged with the wrong letter at all. That's not the case at all.
It's
hip and cool and trendy. But I was reading an article in Reader's Digest about mad cow disease. And I was like, oh, mad cow, that's funny. But I can't just like, I had to change it a little bit. You know, it's like when you're, so you don't get caught cheating in school.
Right.
So it was enraged.
Right.
I was like, what if he's not just mad, he's enraged. And so now like if I were
Video
games
online. You were reading Reader's Digest when you were 12 years old? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with you, man?
They have jokes.
Where?
Laughter is the best medicine. All in a day's work. Life in the United States. Hilarious.
There are so many questions I have about why you are the way you are, but I guess that's it, dude. I guess you're an enraged cow. Mm-hmm. Enraged with an eye. It's the Morning X. Fun guy. Tweets at the Morning X says, my first email was felixisabeast@yahoo.com. When I forgot that password, I made another one. Ballin' from the O2. I had them until I filled out my first job application, realized I needed something more professional.
Oh, I know. That's what adulting
is. I hope you got, like, professionalfelix@gmail.com. That seems like a good one, man.
I'm a fun guy.
Nick, here's some crow. Munch on it, my guy, because I just logged into fatj33@hotmail.com. And look at this. I have a message from Katrina Cathy, who says, I am a single mom, your unsatisfied neighbor, and now I am free and need company like you, and let's do wild tonight and knock me.
Ooh. Ooh.
You know what?
Take the offer.
I will admit it. I was wrong. I didn't take into effect that all the spam bots that you've clicked the fail on will keep this thing alive. You're still getting traffic, so Hotmail's like, we can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How do I go to, hang on, where's
also,
my...
delete that email immediately.
Where's my real email? Because I saw there were some messages from people, actual real people, and now I've lost them.
Oh, no.
Because there were from when I mentioned it last week, one of them though was from noted Jason Dick detractor Trustin that said Tony Romo was overrated. Send all your hate mails to FatJ33. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Trustin says, test. Tony Romo is vastly overrated by Cowboys fans and Cowboys-friendly media. He did not have the heart of a champion. Washington football team for the win 2021. WFTFTW. I see what you did there. Well
he
played.
Had the heart of a champion, just not the
well
collarbone.
Played. Aw, that's not. Leave my man's collarbone
or
alone.
Spine.
You want to see Kings of Leon, September 15th, Germania Insurance Amphitheater with Cold War Kids. We're going to play another edition of I'll Have What She's Having. It's the first time that I've ever assembled this game. TVGuide.com. You can suck a bag of it.
Yeah, it's a terrible platform.
Good luck on the phone. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends Nick, Emily, and we have Kings of Leon tickets September 15th. They're going to be at their Germania Insurance Amphitheater with the Cold War Kids. Your chance to tickets when we play another edition of Come On Pearl Jam, let's get to the end of the song. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
Pearl Jam, the original abusers of elaborate outros. Do we need all that noodle in there at the end? Their fans will tell you that we do. I'll Have What She's Having is the name of our TVGuide.com game, where today I am going to read you the TVGuide.com description of a movie. Nick and Emily will buzz in with their names when they think they know the film. And then bonus point to Palooza, where if you get the answer correctly, you can get bonus points by naming the actors in the film, but you have to name them in the order they are billed on TVGuide.com. Mm-hmm. TVGuide.com.
Okay.
Have to get it exactly correct, 1 point per actor, but if you miss any part, no points for you. And now that I've actually been to TVGuide.com and assembled this thing, I feel like you've just been making this stuff up this whole time.
it's awful. Ass.
Sometimes I do some creative editing.
Good for you. Each of you playing on behalf of a listener, Manuel called first, chose Team Nick. Sorry, Emily.
I will prove you guys one day. This is all a learning experience, okay? I'm learning every day. Yeah.
Manuel did say that he wanted to play on Team Emily, but that he was not tall enough to ride the ride, so he was forced to be on Team Nick.
No, he did not.
Short guys can't get none of this. Emily, you're playing for Kristen. If Nick wins, Manuel, you're going to see Kings of Leon. Emily's playing for Kristen. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Movie number one. Buzz in when you think you know the film.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
A spoiled heir must repeat grades.
Nick. Billy Madison.
Billy Madison is correct. Nicholas Hodgett can now get bonus points by naming the actors in Billy Madison.
He's playing a video game, and I'm losing already.
Yeah.
This makes me mad.
I will ban you from playing that. I will make you delete that from your phone.
Can he get points taken off?
I can talk to people that will make you delete the video game, and you're not allowed to listen to Dan Le Batard anymore, okay?
Like, I want both of those things to happen, just like you have to sit in a meeting to make that happen.
I can do it.
I challenge you.
Okay, you can name the actors in Billy Madison. as they are billed on TVGuide.com. 1 point per, as many or as few as you like, but you have to get it exactly correct. Did you ask me an important question, Emily? I feel like I talked through it.
No.
Okay, good. Good.
So I know, I mean, obviously, it's Billy Madison, Adam Sandler, and I know her name is Erica Vaughn, but is it? It's not Bridget Moynihan.
She
was Sonya in Mortal Kombat. I can't think of it. And so I'm just going to stick with Adam Sandler.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler, the Sandman, is correct.
Bridget Nielsen?
I was going to say, were you looking for Bridget Wilson? Because she is third billed. It goes Adam Sandler, Darren McGavin.
Okay, right, you're right. The bad guy.
Is that the one who's got the... No.
He doesn't know business ethics.
It goes Darren McGavin, Bridget Wilson, Bradley Whitford. I think Bradley Whitford is the one
guy.
Who goes...
he's the guy.
Then you got Josh Mostel from City Slickers, Norm MacDonald. But Adam Sandler was correct. So that is 1 point for... No, one bonus point. 2-0. Don't worry, Emily. Still anything.
Okay. Anybody's game. Anybody's game.
You can do it, buddy.
Okay.
Here we go. Movie number two.
Mm-hmm.
This biopic uses the format of a faux documentary to trace the rise and fall of figure skater Tanya Harding.
Emily? It's Tanya.
Tanya is correct.
I should have put more enthusiasm in that. That was really lame.
You should also not go, say your name.
Sorry.
Once it comes to you. Okay, Emily can go to bonus point land by naming the actors in I, Tonya in the order they are billed on TVGuide.com.
Gosh darn it.
Any mistake.
I know.
Gonna cost you.
I know. All right, so it's that one person and then the next one and then the next one.
It's always that one person first. And then the next one.
No.
Sometimes
Harley
it's a surprise.
Harley Quinn. What is her name?
Oh, wow.
I know.
Is Harley Quinn?
Harlene Quinzel.
Harley Quinn.
Your go-to thing for her?
She's also in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Very good. Very good.
Gosh.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I know her face.
Is this a disrespect to the integrity of the game when I tell her the other movies?
Well, I know who it is. I just have to think. She's like kind of British, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm Harley Quinn, Mon.
Yeah. No, okay. Thinking. Oh my god. I'm under pressure now.
I
know, I'm under pressure.
There's no steals.
Okay. Her name is dang it.
And you want to date
tall
guys.
I'm so bad at, okay. I don't know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to not do it because that's going to make me sad.
Well, you can just say a name. You can say Harley Quinn. I don't give a...
Okay. Harley Quinn.
Aww.
That's her name.
I believe you're looking for Margot Robbie.
Yes.
Margot Robbie.
Yes.
Margot Robbie.
That one.
That's correct.
And then
Allison.
It's
Jenny?
The old lady.
See, Allison Janney.
Janney.
Again, they're throwing you the curveball by putting the supporting actress in the three hole.
Never
mess with a three hole. Yeah, Sebastian Stan.
Yes,
the guy who plays Jeff Galooly.
Bucky.
Then Allison Janney. Then Paul Walker.
How do you guys have
Paul
space
Walter
in
Hauser,
your head for
and
any of
Juliana
this?
Nicholson.
Because we don't get into stupid Facebook fights about friends lists.
But that's pretty good. It's two for Nick. Emily has one on the board. Anything can happen on the final one. Here we go.
Yes.
An alienated young man joins a brutal club whose members relieve their frustrations by beating each
Nick.
Other.
Oh,
Fight Club.
Fight Club is correct.
No. Man.
This game is fun. Having to wait for that last little bit. Like the figure skating one, I was thinking the Will Ferrell, Napoleon Dynamite guys.
He was really good at reading the description in a suspense-building way. This guy.
You're the best at everything, Jason.
I am.
Best at everything.
I'm pretty good. You want some bonus points here on Fight Club?
I mean, it's Brad.
Brad Pitt.
No, Ed Norton, Brad Pitt, Helena Bonham Carter, Meatloaf.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
We were looking for... Brad Pitt,
why
Edward
would you not
Norton,
put him first?
Helena Bonham Carter. This is funny. It is listed as Meatloaf A Day. Is that Meatloaf's last name? A Day?
Okay.
Yeah. Jared Leto in an early role.
Oh, Jared Leto.
Yeah.
I wanted to smash something beautiful. like Emily in this
destroy.
Game.
I did want to destroy something beautiful.
You're terrible.
Yeah.
Her name was Margot Robbie.
Good for you, buddy.
Good job.
Manuel, you did it. Congratulations. You're going to get the Kings of Leon tickets. Kristen, well, we got on the board. That was a thing there.
Yeah. Nick is so proud that he beat a 23-year-old. Isn't that great?
You've seen Fight Club, though, right?
Yes, of course.
You know
I've
Billy
seen Fight
Madison.
Club.
I felt bad. I was like, these movies are older than Emily. What am I going to do here? There's an all-time
I'm just
classic.
Good at this game. This is the game I'm best at.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're bester than her at. You ain't better than me. Get out of here, man.
Anytime, buddy. Get out bring it on.
By the way, 7 wins in a row. For me, it was 7. Okay. New record.
Show me the
record show. It's in the podcast folder. What X? It's the Morning X. Jason, Nick, and friends. Mark Hoppus, Blink-182, said on Twitter yesterday that the scans indicate the chemo is working. Guy has stage 4 blood cancer. So it's still real foggy from the chemo, but the indications right now is that they're beating it. So good on you, man. Hang tough there, my guy. My other guy, Nicholas Hajda, #1 friend, assistant host of the program. He's been known to say crazy things.
Ooh, Nick's freaking out on us.
I love that.
Let's see here. Sometimes he says words that are close to the word that he meant, I think, probably. It's clearly not that word. Sometimes he says things that are just so unbelievably untrue. Russian subway dogs. I'm like, surely you made this thing up, right? He says hilarious things all the time. One of the funniest dudes that I've ever met in my life. I love you. I love you. I love your marked hilarity. Sometimes he says things that are so infuriating to me because I'm like, Nick doesn't believe that. He's just trying. He's doing his faux woke thing. He's doing it. What is that? White knight? He's trying so hard to show you how much he hates being a white man, okay? And how much he...
I know,
yeah.
Right?
You hear what I'm saying,
oh,
Emily?
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you the thing that he said the other day. And I don't know, you just justify this for me or just admit that that was a totally nonsense thing that you said. I was like, whose alarm is going off? Oh, it's me.
Are you professional or not?
Come on. I'm driving Nick home from a 3-year-old's birthday party on Saturday morning.
Okay.
On the outskirts of town.
I had a blast. Best 3-year-old birthday party I've been to.
Did you get drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. By the way, congratulations to Young and Nora, who... I sent Bumbleina to the store to get I was like, hey, can you handle the birthday presentness? I don't know what to get a 3-year-old. Apparently, we have to get her something. Mm-hmm. She got her, so she asked the mom, what is she into? And she's like, she likes dinosaurs and dresses.
Cute.
And so, yeah, she got a new dress, a dinosaur coloring book, and a dinosaur plushie type thing. This is what a 3-year-old, my girlfriend got for a 3-year-old. My birthday last year, she got me a BoJack Horseman candle. What the?
I'm not really good with funerals or deaths or families.
You
or
have the ability to
3-year-old who she's met one time who's got a. It's fine.
Yeah, that seems
it's
pretty
fine.
Cool, though.
It was the second most infuriating thing to happen to me that morning because we're driving home from the party and we're out in the Oak Hill, I guess, the outside of Dripping Springs area. I don't know down there.
It's where they meet, I think, is 290 and 71 right there.
Yeah. Well, you know what else goes on out there? Mm-hmm. Nick says to me. And I don't know if a driver did something particularly annoying. I don't know. But he's just referring to the other drivers on the road. And he's like, see, I hate driving out here because it's clearly white people who moved here to get away from minorities.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It was just the traffic jam. The traffic was
but
backed
what
up.
That,
just...
What does that mean? This is clearly, we're in an Oak Hill area. This is clearly white people who moved out here to get rid of minority, to get away from the minorities. Now, here's the thing.
And the homeless. Minorities and the homeless, and especially homeless minorities.
Here's the thing, okay? if you move to the east side, if you live in town and you raise the property tax at gentrification, you force the minorities out of town, you're the worst, okay? White devil, shame on you.
Yeah.
If you move out of town, you're just moving out of town to get away from the minorities. Where are the white people allowed to live, Nick? Where are they to go?
They should stick to the rich neighbor and just be caves. Just that's it.
That's Cord it. Only
off,
be
build
caves.
Build the wall around there. It'll all you get. All the Karens can live in be caves, and we'll be happy.
What does that mean? Does that here? You're free to just admit that doesn't mean anything. I was just trying to signify. I was just virtue signaling once again how terrible I think my people are. The white men of the world.
First of all, I'm Eastern European. Okay, I'm Czech. Yaksay Mash. Okay?
You're not
that's
one of
that's totally separate
you're
than
not,
you Anglo-Saxon. Saxon.
That whole sentence was
German,
already problematic.
Okay. People that have just colonialism. Yeah, none of my people did that, okay? We were just sitting there making beer.
Yeah, well, you're already over here. You colonized something if you're over here.
We came over. I literally, I don't know if this is a story I made up or if it's real.
This is exactly what I was talking about.
Okay. But my great-grandfather came over here as a stowaway in a rowboat, on a boat, and landed in Galveston in 1920-something, okay?
So
everything terrible
real?
That white people did after the 1920s, I'll cop a blame to. Everything before that, I got a hall pass, all
right? Right.
So, yeah.
Well, the people driving around the Y&OK Hill, I'm pretty sure that happened since the 1920s.
But
they just grind your gears because they clearly moved out there to get away from the minorities, right?
Yeah.
Here's what that means.
Oh, uh-huh.
Is that I'd been drinking mimosas for 2 hours. Okay, I will grant you that. we're feeling it, and we're riding back. I'm just sitting back in the back seat with Bumbleito. I'm holding court in Jason's Tesla. It's great. So that's what probably that was. But also, yeah, I assume that that's what... Steer.
You were just ready to say something at that point, huh?
Well, I said lots of things.
Yeah.
Several of that should not be repeated.
How often do you say something that is that you don't believe just in an attempt to look woke? To shame the white devil? How often? What percentage of your social justice warrior takes are totally insincere, are just virtue signaling?
They're not insincere.
You said these are people who moved out here to get away from minorities. You don't believe that.
I do believe that. Several of them. A lot of them. Most of them, the ones in the fancy cars.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay, those just
the fancy cars are obviously white people. Is that what you're saying? You didn't know who was driving that car.
I said the white people that are driving fancy cars are probably there because of racism.
How do you know they're fully white?
Both that's why they live down there.
They're not just mixed.
I look at them.
How do you know they're not? There's people that are mixed that look white.
Right. What if they're from your Eastern European bloc of beer makers?
Then I would recognize them.
Oh, you could
give each other the look. The nod. Like, yeah, you're one of the good ones.
Uh-huh.
You're okay.
Oh. You're one of the good ones.
That's probably something you shouldn't. Anyway, look, here's...
Knocking points from the woke card.
Everything that I say about everything...
Is
whether,
not true.
Whether I'm saying something purposely terrible off air during the breaks just to troll Emily and try to get a reaction out of her.
Is that what's happening around here?
Or if I'm saying something that is, you know, what you would say was one of these fake woke things just to try to get, get your goat a little bit.
It's not getting my goat, all right?
Everything that I say is like 40% joke, 20% virtue signaling.
Stop making f***ing jokes!
15% terrible. And then just like whatever is left of just I need attention, somebody pay attention to me.
Was that
pie chart?
No.
Was there any sincerity in there?
I
heard 40% joke, 20% virtue signaling.
And then there's terrible, like 15% terrible.
I sincerely am trying to get people to
remainder
laugh at
was attention getting.
So you don't ever say just like you don't ever just have like a normal conversation. Because that could be something that could be brought up in a normal... You could have simply looked over at Jason and be like, Jason, what do you think about this? Do you think that these you know, richer, you know, majority white people are moving
to
the suburbs
because of this? I'm doing stand-up, okay?
You're doing stand-up for one.
Stop making f***ing jokes.
Stand up for one. Stand up for Jason.
That was a tight five. That was a tight five just for Jason.
Jason driving his Tesla. 5 seconds of Jason driving his Tesla.
Hang on, what's wrong with my Tesla?
Well,
I'm trying to save the world, okay?
No, I know, but he's over here complaining about white people. He's like in their fancy cars. He's sitting in one. He's sitting in a white person's fancy car.
I also lived the last 4 years in Mueller in a fancy dual-purpose townhome, only white people allowed community. But, you know, I was changing it from the inside.
Were you?
Yes.
What up, X? It's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. Chicago Bob tweets at the Morning X, says, Nick, Jesus H. Christ. What's the worst? That's the worst hot take you've ever had. Also, holding court for a 10-year-old? You need a girlfriend, dude.
Oh.
No, I was holding court for Jason.
Oh.
Always trying to get daddy's approval.
But Bumbleito was in the back seat with you, and that was...
I feel kind of bad, because some of my material gets a little bit blue, and I was like, this kid's only 13, but maybe he could use some toughening up. He needs to hear jokes about masturbation.
His mom gave me the most aggressive smack that she's ever delivered on Sunday. We were hanging out with some friends who've got a new baby, and Bumbleito is making googly eyes with the baby, and they're having a little moment there, and He likes babies, I guess. And I said, you're real natural with that baby. Maybe it's time you became a father yourself. And she's like,
that's not funny.
For real, like open hand smacked me real good. I was like, what? He knows when I'm joking? That's clearly like I'm reinforcing what a terrible idea that is for him. I understand.
Reverse psychology.
He was super popular at the three-year-old's birthday party. Like, once he got off of his Switch and started playing with the little kids, I felt kind of bad. But I was like, he's their king.
Right.
He's their king. He's the big kid on the playground.
Following yesterday's conversation, I don't want to start up a whole thing about why Bumbleito seems at home, a 13-year-old, on a playscape filled with 7-year-olds. Why? Why
is he asking them for cartoons
to
watch?
Why is that his people? That doesn't... It's fine. It's fine. Speaking of jokes, Nick did, at that very playscape, deliver one of the greatest belly busters that I've heard. It was, we have a friend. I got in trouble for saying his name on the air one time, didn't I? His name's Chris Durr. And his son is named Ben.
This is
a joke. We're going to tell people that this is obviously not true, but we're rounding up all the kids because they're going to do the cake, cupcakes, blow out the candles, whatever. And so we're yelling at all the kids to come here. And we're standing next to our friend Chris Durr, who's yelling at his son Ben. And what did you say, Nick?
Benjamin Adolf Durr, get here right now. The worst part, there are other birthday parties too. Like, we were with people that know him.
He's not an Adolf.
No, his name is not Adolf. But his parents are Hitler sympathizers, for sure.
Gotcha. Without a doubt.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.